Hi, this is Fiona Cunningham, sitting with my best friend JJ and wondering her opinion on the recent information she received about the banning of the Salt Tower over Hampden. And I'd like to ask you what you think that will do with effect to the country and their feelings towards the Olympic Games.
That was really good, Fiona. Well done. I just think, for me, I'm going to be really selfish and say that the fact that they're making a decision to take down the Salt Tower means it's going to actually start sparking a lot of sort of national resentment or national opinion or national sort of pride or whatever, and it'll make people actually start to consider what the Olympics actually does mean for Scotland. I mean, we've got our own games coming up in 2014, and then that's going to be something that probably people might be able to see themselves getting behind, because you can have a Team Scotland, you can be Scottish and behind it, and it's actually at home. Whereas the way it comes across is that by taking down the Salt Tower in Hampden, people might feel like, oh well, am I not allowed to be Scottish then? Am I not allowed to have that sort of sense of pride? And I think in terms of a nation, we're very proud of who we are. I mean, sitting in Fort William, it's absolutely glorious. We have every right to be proud of who we are in terms of the type of people we are, our sort of resilience, our whatever sort of cliches there is. I mean, we do have our bad sides, where we drink too much and smoke too much and eat too much shit and drink too much iron brew, but I think it's going to be quite bad if good for us, good for citizens really, good for us to get people talking, but not so great for the Olympic movement. You know, certainly it makes me want to go and get my Scotland top on right now and wear it in the stadium. Get up, you.
Do Scotland have a choice about flying the Salt Tower or not?
I think in terms of official policy, they don't have a choice. They're probably, you know, in the same light that the Queen's flag must go up when the Queen's in residence. However, we have to think about Scotland's more than a flag. So what does that flag mean for us? And I would say, I would tell people to fly the flag. It makes me want to fly the flag more than I did a month ago.
All right. Thank you, JJ. And, yeah, thanks.